want you all to think back to the past few years. I want you to think about how many reports you have seen about the federal government stockpiling ammunition. And I mean stockpiling it. We've seen the receipts, literally, of how much ammunition has actually been stockpiled. But now somehow the Homeland Security, our Homeland Security, is rationing ammo to its agents in the field. And it's reached a critical point. So we all have to sit back and ask the question, now wait a minute, where did all that ammunition go? My goodness, even the post office had ammunition. And of course the question is, what in the world is the post office going to use that ammo for? I mean, what? The post office is going to have ammunition? That's crazy. But here, check this. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, says it possesses a limited amount of 9mm bullets for agents in the field, as well as for training purposes. And it is rationing its ammunition based on internal requests until it can award a new contract. But that's only just one agency that's stating this, that they have reached a critical stage. But apparently there are several other agencies. And to top that off, the tens of thousands of service handguns are also approaching their life cycle. Now, wait a minute. We've seen the reports about the stockpiling of guns and ammunition by the federal government, but now they're saying they need more. All right, I'm going to read you a couple sentences from WND, their report on it. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it possesses a limited amount of 9mm bullets for agents in the field, as well as for training purposes. It is one of several federal law enforcement agencies that are saying they are reaching a critical stage. The apparent role, poor planning, or another agenda, played in the issue came to light when ICE said it would have run out of 9mm ammo. ICE, the ICE agency, said it was going to run out of ammo, 9mm ammo, by June 2017, in the absence of a modified contract. Vista Outdoor Inc., that's their supplier. So the agency last month approved a $363,000 ceiling increase to contract number HSC-EMS-11-8-00002. The ICE Office of Firearms and Technical Programs put out the report, but they have redacted sections within that report. But if it weren't for the JNA's sloppy redactions, the contract ceiling extension cost, for example, was partly covered by what appeared to be faded black marker ink, as were references to annual ammunition purchases under the original contract. The public would remain further in the dark about this questionable acquisition process. And if it had not been for this partially readable document, which was approved by Lowell Johnson, OFTP Supervisory Engineer Ballistics Laboratory, taxpayers would have remained unaware that no record exists to prove that this procurement was ever opened to competition in the first place. An exhaustive search of the database, which included multiple keyword and archive record searches, produced zero results for solicitations for calls or for bids that should have preceded ICE's awarding of a contract for 9mm bullets in September 2011. But again, it has to make you wonder, why in the world is the federal government still stockpiling ammunition? We have seen all the other receipts that have been posted to FedBizOps.gov. We've seen how much they have stockpiled ammunition. My goodness, even the post office has stockpiled ammunition. So the question is, why are they out? There's no way, unless we went to a war while all of us slept overnight. What are they doing? What are they preparing for? And why in the world do they need that much ammunition? Now, I'm not talking about this particular order individually. I'm talking about the orderings of ammunition collectively. Something's going on, and they are preparing, even under Trump. So the question then becomes, shouldn't you be preparing too? Go Unlimited. Act now and save almost 50% on a yearly membership. Use promo code SUBPRO15. Find out more at christiantruther.com/info. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.